Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Berry covering, for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Berry moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepon moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Lepon scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirtz scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Hal Peck pinch hits for Eddie Robinson. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Judnick now playing first base. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Mitchell scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing right field. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick bunts towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Mayo moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Eddie Mayo. Johnny Barrow pinch hits for Sam Vico. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Bob Swift. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Groth moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Campbell scores. Groth moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner throws to home for 1, and Hegan throws to first, and Judnick drops the ball. Ginsburg moves to third. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Lapon scores. Berry moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing third base. Pat Mullen now playing right field. Paul Campbell now playing first base. Art Houdeman now pitching. Johnny Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.